This week on the Electrify Your Message podcast, I joined the Stress-Free You podcast with Rich Taylor to talk about why text message marketing can be stress-free with K-Launch. Enjoy.
So, but everyone understands text messaging, and I think, look, this is coming. And the two ways you want to look at it, one is if you're in the market, want to market, this is a great way to do it. And two, if you start getting these, understand it's not just a one-level text message. It is designed to engage you in a way that's to help you as a consumer. I think, Joe, you put it right. This whole push marketing thing doesn't work anymore. It's now like Netflix. Welcome, everyone, to Show 85 of the Stress-Free You Show. And today we have a special guest that's going to talk about something really cutting edge that you're going to want to stay tuned for. And actually, the title of today's show is called Stress-Free Marketing. And I know you're probably thinking marketing. Maybe you work for a big company in the accounting department, or you're a housewife, or you're retired, or whatever. What's marketing got to do with you? That's for the marketing department. No, no, no. You need to check this out because, A, your marketing department probably would love to know about this. Number two, it could make your company really stand out differently. And even if that's not your thing, maybe you know a local business that could really benefit it. You know, a restaurant you go to, a dry cleaner, or a friend or family member has something like that. Because this is such a new cutting edge thing. It's basically text marketing with AI powered. It's two-way conversation. And we got Joe Malello here from K-Launch. And Joe, welcome to Stress For You Show.
Rich, thanks, man. I appreciate being here, and thanks for having me. Stress-free life is a goal of mine, so I'd love to be here.
And the thing about this is, I just want everyone to know, is that this is a little bit different. We've never covered a topic like this on the Stress-Free You Show, but marketing is how basically you connect a customer with a business. And there used to be a lot of ways to, actually, I take that back. There used to be only a few ways of doing that. You know, you could do the traditional newspaper, radio, television, direct mail, and that was it. Then came the web, and then you've got things like Google Ads and social media and email. And when they all first came out, they were really, really good. And you could get really great response with, like, when email first came out, or when you know, social media came out, or Twitter or Facebook and all that stuff, and Google Ads. But then they all kind of compete against each other, and they all kind of like condense and dilute each other. So now you have a problem. You could do it, but you're going to spend a lot of money, not get great results. And the companies that have huge, huge, huge budgets, yeah, look, they can do it because they have the huge budget. But the mom and pop, or even the mid-sized company, is really challenged. How do you connect with your current customers to keep them loyal? And how do you get to potential new customers without breaking the bank and spending a ton of money? So, Joe, can you just explain to our audience how K-Launch, with this cutting-edge AI, and whatever AI is, that's artificial intelligence, text messaging platform works?
Absolutely. Thanks a lot. And I appreciate your listeners having an open mind to this. We want to, you know, stress-free marketing is exactly where we want to go in a world of all the different segmented and fragmented means of communication with your customers. Business owners are stressed out about how am I going to get a hold of these people? How am I going to talk to them? How am I knowing that they even see what I'm putting out there on the internet, whether it's Facebook, social media, website traffic, Google Analytics, as you said, Google SEO, search engine optimization for people who don't know what that is. You can also call, you know, you could have a phone number, they could call you, you could have a brick and mortar store, they could walk in and talk to you. But like, think about that. That's like, I just rattled off seven different forms of, or avenues of communication, and all of them enlist a different type of person and basically a communication tool to be able to talk to them. You know, you need to be good at SEO in order to have your Google Analytics go up. You need to be good at Facebook. It can be very, very stressful. And for me, and what we do at K-Launch, and what we do with our company for text messaging optimization, we want to take the stress out of this for you. We want to have you communicate with your customer base on a succinct messaging level and be able to not worry about it. You run your business and allow us to do it. And that's kind of like where we fit into this stress-free world for a business owner. You know, allow us to come in and show you the power of text messaging, and then allow us to run it. I have a team of experts that are behind me at all times that work with our clients. We meet weekly. I mean, how, imagine this world, right, Rich? Here we go. Ready? Imagine a world where once a week you meet with a consultant, a group like us, and you tell us what to do. And with the tool that we're running for you, you're able to communicate succinctly, directly with all of your customers at a moment's notice, succinctly message one individual customer if that's the case, if that's what you need, allow people to get the information that they want at the moment they need it, and allow you to drive revenue through your door. Now all of a sudden, that sounds like an impossibility when you put all the five things together that we talked about earlier. But truthfully, it is a reality here at K-Launch, and we're really excited to have it. And I'll go into AI too, artificial intelligence. We have chatbots that respond to a lot of those questions and answers that customers have when I say they have, you know, they have to get the information at a moment's notice whenever they want it. An artificial intelligence bot can do that and make it a lot easier and stress-free for the customer as well.
So basically, if a customer at 1 o'clock in the morning, they can actually text the business and they're going to get a personal response. And I say personal or customized response to their question, but the owners are sleeping. So yeah. That's the K, we call it K-Bot, does all that for you. Because now tell me about the journeys, how you build these journeys to answer those questions. And then we also want to make sure, in case people are wondering, we'll get to that after this. But if you send an email to somebody, first of all, who opens an email anymore? And second of all, it's probably going to spam. And third of all, I mean, like, my wife checks her email like once a month. So it's like, you know, business email is one thing, but personal email is just, no one even keeps up with it. So we'll talk about the amazing response rates after. But talk about how the journeys are developed by your team there. And I think that's fat. I don't really know how it's done, but it just sounds really cool.
Yeah. So from a perspective of you're a business owner and you need a journey built out from a client perspective, oftentimes text messaging gets confused with one answer responses. Text us and get signed up for our newsletter, right? And so people will be texting in and the business thinks they're doing a great job because they are. They're using text in the right way. They want to give information out to their customers at a moment's notice. And so that's a great tactic in order to get people in. But when we say journeys or text message campaigns, we're thinking 10 levels deep. We want to go way past that initial response and reply that a customer is having with your brand. So your brand, they trust it. You've already done the work that they believe in your brand. They bought from you, or they believe and they continue to buy from you. So how do you keep that relationship going? Just like a real relationship in real life, you have to meet with people. You have to talk about things that they want to talk about. You can't just be yelling at somebody across the dinner table saying, listen to me. This is the only thing I'm going to say. And you don't get a chance to respond because that doesn't work. So what we do is we create a question and answer scenario of a journey. So allowing customers to go down that journey and allow them to dictate where they're going. Imagine the back in the day, those books that you would read and you would choose where the character, you know, the choice the character had to make. Hey, turn to page 32 if the character decided to go in the cave, or turn to page 46 if he decided to go above the cave and over the top of the mountain. You know, what would that choice be? Well, that's the world we live in now with our customers, and your customers and business owners' customers are choosing. It's called the Netflix effect, right? They want to choose the content that they want to choose, when they want to choose it, and they want to consume it, when they want to consume it, how they want to consume it. We don't really get a choice anymore as business owners, or, you know, you don't. So what we do is we create these series of or sequences of messages that will go out, and we are basically saying, okay, Mr. Customer, how did you hear about us? They input a response. You have a secondary question that responds back to that reply message that says, great, you saw us on Google. Where specifically did you search us on Google? Did you use a specific keyword? And now you can ask questions about things that are normally you would just do in person, but you can do it via text message. So let's take your example of somebody at 2 a.m., texting in. Let's say it's 2 a.m. and they want a pair of shoes. They saw it on TV, and they just want a pair of shoes. So the shoe company is Joe Shoe Company, and Joe Shoe Company has a text message bot set up and text journey ready to go for anybody for this specific case. So the person texts in shoes to the number 55433, and they get a response back that says, "Hey, hey, Mr. Customer, what's your name? Where are you from? And what are you looking for today?" And that person puts in, "I'm Joe. I'm looking for, flats." Sandals, right? And I need it within, a week because I have a wedding that's coming up. Okay, well, we hear what you have to say. We'll send you a link. So it'll spit back, the bot will automatically spit back a link that has that specific shoe in place ready for them to purchase. And then they'll ask maybe an hour later, "Hey, listen, was that the response that you were hoping for? Is there something else we can do?" And let's say the bot can't answer a question. And the text journey that we built out 10 levels deep doesn't have the answer that the customer wants, because that's an objection we hear often is, well, what if they come up with something that we're not ready for? Well, of course, it can spit back an email or a phone number so that the customer can get in touch with Joe Schmo Shoe Company in order to get the answer that they want and ultimately get served in the way that they want to get served. So thinking 10 levels deep as a text journey is the way that we build out for our customers the communication and marketing, which is a combined effort for text messaging, for customer communication, all in one thing. And then as a business owner, you're sitting back and being stress-free. You put your hands up, you put your feet up, and you're not worrying about anything because my team, K-Launch's team, is building all that out with you with your input, of course, so that it works inside your systems and softwares that you already have in place.
That's kind of cool. Now, I think people have to understand something. If you get an email, first of all, you don't know you get an email most of the time until you check your email. And if you get direct mail, it's usually buried with the other junk mail in the mailbox type of thing. And do you really even open it? You can kind of I think you can actually tell junk mail, even though they try to make it not look like junk mail. You can kind of look at the postage and the way the address is done. So you already have a predisposed about it. But pretty much, what's the percentage of people that actually looks or opens at a text message?
So that's a great question, and thanks for bringing that up. And for the exact reason direct mail doesn't work anymore and emails don't work anymore is that you know what spam is and you don't, and they have filtering systems in it. So from an email perspective, we open an email about 20% of the time. That's one every five emails that you might send to a customer base will open it. One every five customers. For a text message, 98% of people will open a text message that they see. It doesn't matter if it's from spam. We all are getting them. So to say that you're not getting text messaging, a business message marketing from texts is a lie, because we all are getting them. They are five digit short codes. They can be 10 digit local numbers as well if the local business has set it up that way. And so 98% of people will open it, and then about 19 to 20% click-through rate. So at least one out of every five people that see the text message will actually click on a link that you send them. And so 78% of people would welcome a text message from a brand that they currently work with. I know Joe's Shoes down the street. I've been to their store. I know the owner. If he sends me a text message... And obviously, Joe Shoes is fake, Rich. Maybe I should open it. I don't know.
I should start
a Joe Shoes store. But if I know that person and I know that business and I trust them, then I'm going to respond to a text message that they send me, even if it is a little bit more like, "Here's 10% off your next purchase." I can appreciate that. That's a cool thing. I kind of see that coming. But from a perspective of someone seeing it, it's a 98% open rate. Getting their attention is one thing. Having them do a call to action is another thing, which is where our team comes into play, because a lot of business owners don't know how to do that, and we want to take the stress out of that and make it super easy for them to implement this new technology into their business.
Well, that's cool. And I think, so if you own a hardware store, you don't know anything about SEO. I mean, you don't know anything about Google advertising or how to advertise on Facebook. I mean, it used to be, if you wanted to put an ad in a newspaper, you could just probably call them up and they'll create an ad for you and you paid a certain amount of money. But so now you need to have, like, you gotta go out and hire all these people. You know, you gotta have your website optimized, this and that. And some of those may be good to do, but that's very stressful. I mean, think about if you're selling hammers and screwdrivers all day as your hardware store, you don't want to think about, you know, like, what is, like, you know, SEO and all that kind of stuff. You just don't want to do it. So, but everyone understands text messaging, and I think, look, this is coming. And the two ways you want to look at it: one is, if you're in the market, want to market, this is a great way to do it. And two, if you start getting these, understand it's not just a one-level text message. It is designed to engage you in a way that's to help you as a consumer. I think, Joe, you put it right. This whole push marketing thing doesn't work anymore. It's now like Netflix, like, or anything like that. You know, it's not like, okay, my favorite show is going to be on this channel at 7 o'clock every Thursday, and I got to wait till 7 o'clock every Thursday for my show to be on. Well, that's how it used to be in television, but now you go and you can binge it if you want. You can watch all 20 episodes in one day if you really feel like it, without commercials. So this is changing, and it's good because it's really geared towards the consumer, and but it helps everyone around. So if you could talk a little bit about now, is this just words that you get, or can anything else be embedded in that text message other than just words and links?
Oh, man, that's a great question. And yeah, we can embed images, pictures, QR codes, coupon codes, links. It doesn't matter. Soon enough, text messaging and the way that the carriers and Verizon and Apple and Samsung and all those big time players, they are actually changing the way text messaging is being seen on your phone. So right now, your messaging app, you'll get a text message, and if a link is there, it'll show up blue for you to click it, and it'll go right to the, you know, to the app that you use, or, like, you know, the browser that you use to search the internet. It'll open that one up automatically and bring you to the website. So that is an example of something that's embedded. Soon enough, it's something called RCS. So RCS, not to stress everybody out with more information here, but something called RCS is coming right down, which is rich content messaging, where you could literally put a button in for your customers to say, hey, we saw that you bought a hammer the other day. Do you need nails? This kind of nails or this kind of nails are on sale. And you could click a button in your messaging app to basically answer the text message right back and be more engaged from a brand perspective with your customer, and allow it to kind of, like, work on itself. So, yeah, and there was a lot to unpack there for sure from your last question, which is, you know, can we put more things in it? It's not just SMS. It's not just words. Links, pictures, videos, they're really impactful and can be used to a really, really high level to drive results for whatever you want to do, whether it's drive revenue or people into your store or just have a better communication channel. Ultimately, guys, text is the best way to communicate with people because it's communication. So, like, deals, info, upcoming events, and marketing. So deals, info, upcoming events, all in one channel. And your phone number, unfortunately, is like a social security number now. You're not going to change your phone number. It's a big hassle to change your phone number because then you lose all your contacts. No one knows who you are. It's like you fell off the face of the earth. So no one's changing their phone number, and your phone number is used to connect you to a lot of programs, softwares, and apps and things online. So data is ultimately the final push here about why you want to use text from a customer standpoint. It's really stressful to think about, okay, who is my customer? But if you can use data to make that decision based on your customer's phone numbers, all of a sudden finding out who your customer isn't that hard. It's pretty easy, actually, if you just ask them a few questions via text message. Yeah. So I know I keep going off on tangents because there's so much to talk about, and there's a ton. So I apologize to your listeners if they're getting a little confused. You can always text me at Joe@554433. So Joe@554433 is a great way for people to ask me questions.
Perfect. That's great. Now, you know, I know I always get proud of myself. Like, I'm going to go order something online and it says, you know, what's the coupon code or promo code? And now I got to start searching all these websites to get a promo code. And sometimes, you know, I put one in there and I save 20%. I just save $40 because I did a search. And that's awesome. But then you're going to these websites that, well, it says it's got a promo code, but I click on that link. Is that going to be a, you know, put a virus on the computer or do malware or something like that? And so you can't even trust it. So now, like, searching for promo codes is A, hard, and B, it's kind of shaky or scary. So this is changing the environment where basically you don't almost need a promo code. These offers are coming right to your phone, I would say.
Yeah, if you're following a brand and they're sending you promo codes to your text, to your phone, that's a great, I'm very appreciative of that, but it can get overwhelming at times. So, because you're going to get a lot of offers from a lot of different companies, and that's all that people are thinking about. So yeah, we want to make it as easy as possible for the brand to send a message of a deal or a percentage off or something to that nature, buy one, get one free opportunity. But everyone's doing that, Rich. Everybody's trying to do that. And it's pretty one level deep, right? It's only like, hey, I'm going to send them a text message. I'll give you an example. One organization, they make like signs with your names on them, like metal signs with your family name on them, or a metal fire pit with your name, or, you know, kind of cool customized name things in metal. It's like metal art, right? And so they were sending two text messages a month with a promo code at about 10-15% off. Well, all of a sudden their sales started dropping off tremendously from this text messaging. And so they said to us, we want to send four times as many. We don't want to just send two a month. We want to send two a week. And we said, whoa, 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 time out. If someone came up to you and gave you a deal once a week or once every 2 weeks at your door, knocked on your door and said, hey, here's 10% off your next purchase at our store down the street, you'd be appreciative of it. What if they came two times a week? All of a sudden you're like, stop, stop, get out of my face. I don't want anything to do with that. That's stressing me out. I keep bringing up the stress. I love the stress factor here.
I think you meant two times a day.
Yeah, no, two times a week. Two times a day, you know, some people do that too, but yeah. There's an unwritten rule in text messaging that you're not supposed to send more than one a week, really. Probably a base starting point, that one a week is a good amount to start. If you start sending two a week, all of a sudden your customer base not only doesn't want to purchase from you anymore, but they want you out of their face. Because now they only see you as somebody who's money grubbing, who wants to get your sale any way, anyhow, any possible way to get your money in their door. That's what they're trying to aim for. So yes, sending promo codes so that they can find it via text message is great. I would do that maybe once every 2 months. Make it a rare thing. The reason diamonds are rare is because, I mean, the diamonds are expensive is because they're rare. The same thing should be with your promo codes. You shouldn't be sending multiple texts with multiple promo codes, because then it just dilutes your product value overall. You got to talk to them in a different way. And so what we suggest is educational campaigns. Things like, if I'm a hardware store, create some content that's educational for your customer base that says, hey, listen, you got a home project? Go to our website. Here's a quick link, top five things that homeowners make a mistake, or top five projects that could increase your home value in a matter of a week. That's interesting to me. And so I'm going to follow you on my text message, because you sent that to me. I'm going to listen to you. That's not a promo code. That is literally a value investment to me as a consumer. So again, tangent, guys, you're going to have to stay with me if you want. If you want information, you got to listen to what I have to say. I'm going to go off on tangents. That's the way it goes.
That's okay. You got a lot to offer. Now, with everything, people are going to be concerned about, is this compliant? Is this going to get me in trouble? Like, we all know in email that you can, you know, get banned and all that kind of stuff and get into the email penalty box. And with text messaging, I'm sure there's rules too. So do you have any kind of like compliance that you go by?
No, we just fly by the seat of our pants and hope we don't get caught. No, we actually, what we offer is a full compliance rundown, so that you have an understanding and we have an understanding that you know what compliance is. But yeah, text messaging is very regulated, and it needs to be, because these are our personal devices that we have with us at all times. We communicate with our friends and family every day on our device. So the government has put in a lot of things in order to be compliant. Different industries have compliance regulations that we have to follow. So yeah, we help business owners figure out the compliance of text messaging so that you're not in fault, we're not in fault, and ultimately the customer is getting what they want when they want it. And the first thing for compliance is putting an opt-out on the bottom of every text message. Text stop to opt out. That's all you have to say at the bottom. The other thing is, the only way that someone can text, you can text one of your customers, is if they explicitly opted into the program. So that can be done in a couple of different ways. You can give them rewards for opting in. So, you know, text here to get a free, you know, pair of shoes from Joe's Shoes, the shoe shop that I got over the corner, or, you know, down here in Greenwood. That's where I got my, in Greenwood, Indiana, I got my shoe shop. So you can text, text in to get a free something. You can put it into your terms and conditions when purchasing. So your customers, they're purchasing shoes online, or, you know, like the hardware store, they're purchasing something. There's always a box that you have to click. It says, I agree to be email marketed, or I agree to be text message marketed. You just put that in there, and we help our customers do that, so that it's that the compliance is covered, that they're basically being allowed to be opted in. And if they do it correctly, everything's good. You're in compliance and you're creating this great channel of communication all in one.
That's cool. And a couple more things I just want to touch on. Obviously, every kind of form of marketing, pretty much, you have to put in investment. If you're buying a newspaper ad, you're doing a radio ad, you're buying social media, there's money you got to put out. And, you know, you put the money in and you kind of hope you're going to get a response, and the response rates are pretty low. And there's a term in the industry, ROI, return on investment. And in the marketing, when you're marketing, that's your investment in your business. And so what's the ROI with K-Launch's program?
Whatever you want it to be. it's as high a ceiling as you want it. The problem with marketing is, just to be clear with your listeners, I used to be a television reporter. I was a broadcast journalist for about 10 years, traveled around the country, met my wife here in Indiana, stuck here in Indiana, went to sales and marketing at Wish TV, and sold marketing and advertising for about 2 years. And when I sold marketing and advertising, my customers would come back to me and say, okay, Joe, I've given you my life savings. What have you done for me? And I'd say, I got you a bunch of clicks. And they would say, but how many sales did you get me? And I would say, I don't know. I really don't. And I would not know. And any attempt to try to prove that I did know was a lie, and it wasn't real, because marketing intrinsically is only frequency of message, getting your message out to the masses on a regular basis so they see you and recognize you in their mind as someone that they need to contact, but not communicate with me directly. With text messaging, we use marketing and social media and your existing marketing to help transition people into a communication of direct communication with your brand. When you do that, you can then send them those text messages and track the links that you send them. So if you want to get someone to purchase your shoes, all you have to do is get them to opt in. Once they're opted in, you have to keep their attention. You have to, you know, top five shoes to use during the summertime. And then keep their attention with other ways other than promos. And then when you do send them a promo, make sure the promo is relevant to them at the moment they want to be communicated with, and then track it on the back end so that we actually capture their phone number during the purchase process. So we work with our customers directly to basically every month do a check-in. How much money was derived from a text message that we sent on Tuesday? How many people by the next Tuesday purchased off of that text message? We can count the number of clicks and drives to your website, and then ultimately cross compare to the back end of your sales, and connect the phone number that was texted to a purchase in your business. So I can actually say to you now, this is how much money I made you off a text message. So ROI is a real thing when you do it this way with text messaging versus marketing, which is impressions and clicks and a bunch of fugazi, as we say in the Italian culture, right? You know, it's all fake, right? It's all just it's just a wazzy woo. It's not real. Versus this stuff being absolutely real. This is you can actually track an ROI with our customers at every step of the way. ROI to me isn't even a question anymore. we can actually track your purchases.
That's cool. And I want to say, just say, where can people reach you? Where can people reach K-Launch?
Best way is K-Launch to 55433. I mean, we wouldn't be, we got to eat our own dog food, right, Rich? We got to make sure we're following through. But K-Launch to 55433, or you could text me at Joe to 55433. And of course, you can go to klaunch.io. I-O is a very software-based website. So klaunch.io. We have software, in case you don't. I don't care if you do have software or don't have software. If you want to use text messaging, we'll help you along the way. We'll make it as painless as possible, and then we'll run it for you, and then watch the money come in the door. That's what our company does. It brings money right to your door. So,
that's cool. And so finally, perfect customer, anything from what size company to a big company, would you say?
We work with all companies of all sizes. It doesn't really matter. If you want to use text, we can help you. But our investment structure starts at $500 a month for about 1,000 text messages and one campaign. So you want to communicate with a loyalty program for your customers, we can do that for one campaign, $1,000 a month, or $500 a month, gets you 1,000 text messages a month. It's a really affordable way to start, and then we grow up from there, because you never know. But an ideal customer would definitely be somewhere between if you're making $5 million to $25 million a year, and you want to keep growing out of that stage, we can help you communicate with your customers better.
Fantastic. So I think for our listeners, there's two things. One, if your company or you know a company that can take advantage of it, that'd be awesome. Let your marketing department know, or the owners and stuff like that, because this is a new thing. I mean, this isn't just like, this hasn't been around for very long. And when a new thing comes around, you want to really jump on it. And number two is, understand if you start getting these messages from a company like K-Launch, that they're not just one level deep. There are multiple levels. So, okay, what kind of shoe? You got this shoe. Do you have it in blue? Yeah, we have it in blue. Do you have it in size 7? Yeah, we have it in size 7. It can go 8 levels deep, and I just think that's so awesome, because now you don't have to call the number, go through all the prompts, try to get a hold of someone. It may be 11 o'clock at night. You can get the answers right on your phone, and everyone carries their phone with them everywhere. I mean, they're waterproof now. I know people take them in the pool. Yeah. So it's like they're not getting away from it. So
yeah. I would just say two things just to clarify. If you're getting a text message from a brand and they're not asking you questions, they're not doing it in the right way. What we can do is create this kind of brand experience with the customer for your brand, because the way that people are doing it now aren't really hitting truthfully. And the other thing is, Rich, you got to believe this text has been around since the early 90s. It's always been a blast text message. No one has ever thought to put a chatbot on the back end of it so that someone feels like they're talking to someone on the other end of the line. You talk about staff augmentation, succinct messaging. If I call a store that you just mentioned, that you call a store to order something and you want it in blue and you try to get a hold of somebody. I mean, I try to get a hold of Best Buy today, and it's like, at this point, I might as well go down there, but they're not going to have it if I go down there. And the product that I want, I'm not going to be able to get it. If I pick up the phone and call somebody, the person on the other end of their line is human. They're going to have a bad day every once in a while. And so that means every once in a while, your customers are going to have a bad experience, and that customer may never come back. And so what we do is we erase that part of it. We're not saying get rid of your staff. What I'm saying is guarantee that the messaging is going to be the same every time. It's going to be clear, and the customer is going to get what they want every single time.
That's cool. And I guess the owners approve this, or whoever's in charge of it, they approve. So they know exactly what's going to be said. Yeah.
Yeah, we work to make sure that the frequently asked chatbot has all the messaging. And it's also a sentiment reading bot. So any new question, it'll read whether this person is like angry or sad or happy and like excited, and it'd be able to read and distribute that information out to the business in order to get it to the right department.
Wow, that's cool. Well, you gave us a lot to unpack, Joe, and I appreciate taking the time today. And again, to our listeners, this is a new cutting edge technology that you're going to be seeing showing up on your phone. And like I said, check out klaunch.io. And Joe, thanks for joining us today on the Stress For You show. And everyone, thanks for listening.
Thank you. Hey, thanks for listening to the Electrify Your Message podcast. And if you want to learn more about what our team at KLaunch can do for you, simply text KLaunch to 55433. We look forward to hearing from you. Enjoy your day, and we'll see you next time.